Children, we have a new worship book, and more than three quarters of the new book are songs, songs for us to sing to the Lord in worship. The Lord often says in His Word that we should sing to Him. For example, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to Him all the earth. Singing is one of the most happy ways to say thank you to the Lord. And when we sing, it can help us feel even more thankful to the Lord, because singing is a way to let the thankfulness that's deep inside of us come down all the way to our fingers and toes so that we feel even more thankful. When we sing to the Lord reverently and thankfully, angels sing with us because they too love to sing to the Lord. In ancient times, people loved to sing songs to the Lord. They would sing about the Lord is coming. The Lord is going to conquer the evil spirits who at that time were raging out of control worse than ever. He's going to conquer them and He's going to set us free. And singing gave them hope and it helped them picture the Lord coming. And the angels loved to sing with the people at that time because they too were very much looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And so when the people sang and the people listened to the songs and the angels were singing with them, they were filled with the happiness of the angels so much they felt like they were taken up into heaven. And the Lord says that this can happen to us too. We too can feel like we're carried up into heaven when we sing in a reverent and thankful way to the Lord. That's one of the reasons there are so many songs in the Lord's Word. Like, for example, when the children of Israel had just crossed the Red Sea and the Lord had saved them from the terrible Egyptian army, Moses and his sister Miriam led the children of Israel in singing a song of thanks to the Lord. Oh, sing unto the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider He has thrown into the sea. Or when Hannah had given birth to Samuel, she sang a beautiful song of thanks to the Lord, because now she wasn't barren anymore. And her song was also a prophecy of the coming of the Lord Himself. In the Word, there's a whole book of songs called the Book of Psalms, 150 songs that were written to be sung and played on instruments. And the prophets, too, are full of sections of poetry that were meant to be sung, songs of thanks to the Lord. And in the New Testament, we can think of how the beautiful song that Mary sang when the angel came and told her that she was going to be the mother of the Lord. She said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord. I see how great the Lord is." And then we can think of Jesus and His disciples when they had eaten the Passover, the Last Supper together. The last thing they did was they sang a hymn together. That's what we do in church too. We can think of ourselves as the Lord's disciples singing a hymn with Him. And in the book of Revelation, John saw the angels a couple of times singing a new song to the Lord. And why they were singing a new song is because they were celebrating the Lord's second coming. We're going to sing one of the songs that they sang, Great and Wonderful, in just a few minutes. So the Word is full of songs, songs for us to sing together. The Lord tells us that in heaven, angels love to sing in choirs. They love to sing together to the Lord. And one of the things they sing to the Lord is how thankful they are that the Lord makes it possible for them to work and live and sing together, all looking together to our one Heavenly Father. In worship, there are many feelings that we sing about. One of them is humbling ourselves when we see how great the Lord is and how small we are and how much we need His help. Like Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, for He has regarded," the Lord has looked down at the lowly state of His maidservant. Another thing we sing about is prayer. We often sing a prayer right after we say the Lord's Prayer. The Psalms, which King David wrote, are full of prayers. For example, David wrote, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of thy loving kindnesses, blot out my transgressions. And another thing we sing about is glorification of the Lord. Thanks for all the good things that he's done for us. Like Mary said, he who is mighty has done great things, and holy is his name. He has put down the mighty, the evil spirits, from their seats, and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. Those are some of the things she was thanking the Lord for doing. In our worship services, we usually begin by humbling ourselves and saying our prayers to the Lord. And then we listen to the Lord's word and we think about what it means. And then we end by glorifying the Lord, by thanking him. That pattern follows the pattern of the Lord's life, the Lord's own life, and our life in our way to heaven. First, we humble ourselves. We see how great the Lord is and how much we need his help. Then we learn from the Lord's word how we can live a good life and prepare for heaven, and we do it, and then we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for saving us by his word. So that's the pattern that we follow in our worship, and singing can help us with feeling more intensely each of these feelings of worship to the Lord. So now we can see why the Lord asks us to sing in worship, why we have so many songs in our book for all the different feelings of worship. We know that when we sing reverently, then the angels are singing with us. An important thing about singing is it's just like offerings. When we put an offering in the bowl, the important thing is not how much money we put in, but rather it's the thought and the feeling of thankfulness. Gratitude to the Lord for all the things he's done for us. That's why I'm putting an offering in the bowl. Well, it's the same thing with singing. The important thing to the Lord is not how beautifully you sing, but rather it's your thought of thankfulness and your feeling of thankfulness to the Lord for all he's doing for you and your willingness to sing out and be thankful to him. Because when we sing out from our hearts, then more goodness flows into us from the Lord. So we sing in worship because the Lord asks us to, because that way we can sing with the angels and their happiness can flow in through us, and also because we get to sing together and it helps us look together to our one Lord, and that way the Lord can fill us even more with his love and his wisdom. Amen.